Real Life presents the Jack Hibbs Podcast with intention and boldness to proclaim truth, equip the saints, and impact our culture.
Among other terrorist groups, they had a chant: death to America and death to Israel. They've been chanting this since I've been a kid. And one of those things is that we are not going to stop until Israel is driven into the Mediterranean and there's no Jews alive. I'm not making this up, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't want to hear it.
You can get the outlines of this podcast by going to jackhibbs.com/podcast. Today, if this podcast lifts you up and encourages you to live a more fulfilled life in Christ, then make sure you leave us one of those 5-star ratings. To us, that's like saying amen or yes. Then that rating will encourage others to listen. Now open your hearts to what God's Word has to say to you. Here is Jack Hibbs.
The Bible tells us and warns us what is known as eschatology. It's a big word, big meaning. The Bible is the only eschatological book in the world that is accurate and that has the record that it has. Did you know that the Bible, when it comes to eschatological teaching, which is future teaching, Bible prophecy, the Quran fails, the Book of Mormon fails, Jehovah Witnesses fail, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the sages of ancient times past, all of the various religions of the world, they claim to have prophecies, but in reality, they never produce one. That's why, listen, I often get confused on an airplane flight or where I'm at in some country, because I'll be talking about the Jewish scriptures, for example, and on my ring in Hebrew, it says, your people, your God, my God. And so people will say, oh, are you Jewish? And I said, no, but the God I worship is Jewish. And you might say, well, what a thing to say. No, it's exactly the thing to say. If you understand the Bible. And today we're all about the Bible. And I hope tomorrow and forever we're only about the Bible. Can you just jot this down in your note-taking, please, regarding Israel and what's next? Israel now is fighting its greatest war since the Holocaust. There have been more Israelis murdered than any other time since the Holocaust. And what is spooling up now has involved these nations as of this hour. Number one, Iran, key player, jot it down, Iran. China, we'll talk about the connection. Russia, no surprise to the Bible student of the book of Ezekiel. Turkey, or in your Old Testament, Turkey is referred to as Togarmah. Syria, Lebanon. Believe it or not, North Korea is involved. Tragically now, with the breakup of this current government's policies of the United States, Saudi Arabia has basically bailed out of the Abraham Accords and has sided with China regarding its condemnation of Israel. This is a shocker, but don't worry it. According to the book of Ezekiel, Saudi Arabia will have a turn of thought because in the book of Ezekiel, they will become an ally to Israel in that future battle. So we'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, the United States, we'll talk more about that. England, France, and now the nation of Taiwan. These nations that I've just mentioned are either directly involved or in support of or falling victim to the nations I've just mentioned to you right now. Taiwan is on the cusp of it being gone. China is about ready to walk into Taiwan. They will probably wait a little bit longer until the United States is fully depleted of military capabilities to defend Taiwan. However, we'll see what the Lord has in store. Church, mark this down if you would. We're going to call it number one. And as I begin to look at number one, it's this. What do we know for sure? I will both give scripture and I will give commentary. This is what we know for sure, is that what is going on right now in Israel was inevitable. because of the Islamic doctrine that you've been hearing for years, but you didn't pay attention to it, and it predominantly came out of Iran that fueled its proxies, such as ISIS, Hezbollah in the north in Lebanon, and in some degree Hamas in the south. Among other terrorist groups, they had a chant, "Death to America and death to Israel." They've been chanting this since I've been a kid. And one of those things is that we are not going to stop until Israel is driven into the Mediterranean and there's no Jews alive. I'm not making this up, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't want to hear it. It is their agenda, and it's published. It's preached in mosques around the world on Fridays. We don't want to know that as Westerners. Mikhail Gorbachev said before the Soviet Union fell, Mikhail Gorbachev told the Supreme Soviet, he said, "We need to make sure and capitalize on this fact that the Americans do not want to know." We don't want to know stuff like this. We just want to have 2 days off. We want to go to Disneyland from time to time and pray that the Rams win a game. We're a people occupied with distractions. And the hour now is upon us that the distractions can no longer be part of our lives. So what do we know for sure? Well, number one is that Israel is mentioned in the Bible by the very mouth of God himself. Israel, the name, is not an invention. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, Moses writes, "And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Genesis, the book of Genesis. In the first five books of the Hebrew Bible, Genesis, God says regarding Jacob, "I'm not going to call you Jacob anymore, I'm going to call you Israel." It's the first time it appears in the Bible. You mark that down. You remember that, everybody. The Bible is God's communication. It's God's megaphone. The Bible is God's message to mankind. It's validated. It's confirmed. The Bible's not going anywhere, friends. You can burn every Bible in the world. It doesn't change God's eternal truth. You can't stop the Bible. You can kill every Jew and every Christian and burn every Bible. It doesn't stop God's truth. God's word, God's truth's eternal, and he gave us his word in the Bible, and if you burn the Bible, it doesn't stop God's truth. He's going to do it anyway. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. Isn't that great? I love that. But God says, he invents the word Israel. Deuteronomy, are you ready? Write small. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. "And from there you will seek the Lord your God," he's speaking to Israel, "and you will find him if you seek him with all of your heart, with all of your soul." My Jewish friends, Gentiles, Muslims, why don't you decide today to seek God with all of your heart and with all of your soul? Because that's what God requires. When you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the last days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God, he will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. Did he ask them to swear to him? No. The God of the Bible swore to the fathers of the people of Israel, known as the Jew. And today I want to give you this warning before anybody tunes us off or turns us off or gets out and walks out and says, "You know what, I'm a New Testament Christian. I live in the New Testament era." Listen, what in the world are you talking about? You have no New Testament promises without the God of the Old Testament keeping his promises. If he doesn't keep his promises to Israel, he cannot, will not, has no obligation to keep any promise to you. Remember, the Bible says that the Gentile has been grafted into his salvation. The Bible says, don't boast against the root. Remember that. People are not going to, listen, I know people are going to call me and write me about this message. I'm not going to answer. Just listen to the message again. Just listen to it again and again and again. Isaiah 42, verse 9, behold, the former things have come to pass, says God. New things I declare, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The God of the Bible knows the future in advance. Everything that's going on right now, yes, it's horrible to see what's happening. Let me be honest. I'm going to be very honest. It's horrible what's happening in Israel. It's horrible what's happening to children and women and soldiers and citizens and old ladies and old men. It's horrible. It's also horrible of what's happening to the people that are in Gaza. It's also, listen, there are Christians in Gaza. They're Christians in Gaza. They live there, but they're not, listen, they got to hide from the Muslims and they got to stay away from the Jews. They can't interface with the Jews because the Jews don't like them. They're basically living in no man's land. They'll get killed if their Christianity is found out. But know this, that in the whole mix, my heart goes out to everybody who is sincerely involved versus a perpetrator who's involved. There are those who are using the Palestinian people for their war effort. I do not have the time. I'm not going to do all your homework for you. It's too much. I'm not kidding. You should see the data I left back in that room right now. Maybe we'll publish it somehow, but I don't want to do all the work for you. I'm going to make a statement. You go see if it's true. The lieutenant commander of Hamas said, the Jews love life, and that's their weakness. They want to live. That makes them weak. We want to die. That makes us strong. That's why when we use our women and children in battle, they are the heroes who die before us. Who thinks like that? Demons. Devilish doctrines. Does not the Bible say that in the last days, doctrines of demons and evil spirits of teaching will permeate the world? We read a moment ago that Jesus said, watch out, because there's going to be false teachers in the last days. What kind of a mindset hides behind women and children to execute their war? The logic that says, it's okay if they die. It's okay if I lose my wife. I'll just get another one. Or I got four of them. If I lose one, I got three. I'll get another one. My kids, they die in the cause. They're not casualties of war. They're actually believed to be warriors, says the lieutenant commander of Hamas. Isaiah 66, verse 8. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born in a day? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. You can write down, right next to Isaiah 66, verse 8, you can write down May 14th, 1948. There's no other nation, listen, skeptic, no other nation in the history of mankind that has had its rebirth in one day except Israel. No other nation. The moment May 14th, 1948 happened, the moment that happened, God's stopwatch started again. Right now, Gentiles in this world, we're living on borrowed time. The Church of Jesus Christ in the earth, this is the first time in human history that Israel and the church have existed at the same time. Which means God's about ready to go to work with Israel, if you know your Bible, and he's about ready to be done with the church on earth. It's a remarkable time you and I are living in. And we ought to be looking up as Jesus told us to be. Zechariah chapter 12. This is, by the way, if you don't know your Bible, this is all Old Testament prophets we're talking about here. These are the Hebrew prophets. Zechariah 12 verse 2 says, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people or nations round about. When the nation shall be in siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone to all the nations. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people or the nations of the earth be gathered together against it. Isn't that amazing, everybody? How many rivers does Jerusalem have flowing through it? Zero. Does Jerusalem have oil? None. Is there an airport in Jerusalem? Nope. Is it, you name it, it ain't got it. You know what? In fact, when it rains in Jerusalem, rocks grow. The Bible says the epicenter city of the world, I know it's hard for Americans to believe this, It's not Hollywood. It's not LA. It's not New York. It's Jerusalem. And these are, listen, Isaiah is nearly 3,000 years old from our day right here, right now. And the Bible says in the last days, Jerusalem's going to be the issue. My friends, it's not Gaza. It's not the Palestinian people. The target's Jerusalem for a reason. Isaiah 43, verse 3. Isaiah 43, verse 3 says, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored and I have loved you. Therefore, I gave men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth." See, God's a Zionist. It means he's going to build up his land of Zion. He's doing it. He's been doing it. And nothing's going to stop him from doing it. Even this war that's going on right now. You think God is waking up and saying, "Oh my goodness, how did this happen?" He knows everything. I understand the suffering is hard to handle, but we're not God. Amen. And by the way, let me say this. We've been created in the image of God. If we care about the suffering, he cares about it infinitely amount more. We just don't deal with it like he does. When he, listen, Abraham says in the end, Abraham said, "Shall not the Lord of all of the earth do well or do right or do what is right?" Amen. Right now, you and I want to call the shots. God says, "Sit down. I got this." Well, how can this be happening? He answers. In the book of Deuteronomy, he answers. In many other places, he answers. But don't worry. It's not over till it's over. And he's the one that determines that. God is in control of time. And Jesus said there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Boy, does that not describe this moment we're in? Isaiah 59, verse 21. "As for me, says Yahweh, this is my covenant with them. My spirit who is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants," says Yah or Yahweh, Yehovah, "from this time and forevermore." Somebody say amen to that. Our God is alive, he's real, and he has a name, and his name is Yah or Yahweh, salvation. And he says, "I will not turn anyone away who comes to me."
This Jack Hibbs podcast, as well as all the broadcast outreach opportunities, are listener supported. Will you consider partnering with us through a special gift? Go to jackhibbs.com to learn more and stay connected.